الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that of all the countless ummas that have passed before us, of all the different prophets that came and the communities that they had, out of all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the most grace, favor and virtue to the ummah of the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, we as the ummatis of the prophet have been declared as the best of all ummahs. Something mentioned clearly in the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that you are the best of community, the best ummah that has ever come for mankind. And the ulama ikram, they mention that there are clearly different reasons for this, why we have been given more privilege than other communities. And it goes without saying that perhaps the main reason why we are considered as the best of all ummahs is because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is considered the best of all prophets. So by virtue of being the followers of the greatest, we ourselves have been considered as the greatest too. So that sharf, that favor and that virtue given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in effect passed on to us as well. And we have benefited from it too. Not only that, but in the Holy Quran Allah says that the reason why you are the best of communities is also because كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Because you perform a very important function amongst the people, and that is that you encourage people to do good. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and you warn people and you prohibit people from doing evil. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And these two functions are considered as one of the primary reasons why we are considered the best of people. And we are only considered the best of ummah once we perform this duty. That we encourage people to do good. We do good ourselves and we encourage others to do good. And we stay away from evil ourselves and we prevent and we prohibit others from performing evil too. And this last part, this tanhauna anil munkar, to stop people from doing evil, is what today's Hadith Sharif is about. And in this Hadith Sharif, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that it is compulsory upon every single Muslim that when he sees something wrong, he must do something about it. Whatever form that might take on. It might just be that someone is fighting with someone in the month of Ramadan when he should not be fighting, or he is backbiting, or he is lying or swearing. And this is something wrong, this would be considered as a munkar. We would be required to do something about it. It may be that there's something wrong in a society or in community. We are again required to do something about it. It might be that our brothers and sisters in a far off place, perhaps in Palestine or in Afghanistan, they are being oppressed. They are being wronged. Again, the Hadith Sharif clearly states that we must do something about it. Whenever we see something wrong, a munkar, something which is disliked, something which is prohibited in Islam, we must do something about it. This is compulsory and obligatory upon every Muslim. But in the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts that not every single Muslim will be able to give the same reaction in different circumstances. Different situations call for different actions. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us three options that when we see something wrong, and he graded them in according to the importance and according to the virtue that we can receive. So the Prophet said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran," whoever from amongst you sees something wrong, "fal yughayyirhu bi yadih," then he should change that with his hand. Meaning he should physically try to do something against that. He should try physically to stop that munkar, that bad thing from happening. But the Prophet accepted that in all situations, we will not be able to prevent something happening physically. Then what should we do? فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَلِبِسَانِهِ. If you cannot stop something physically, then we should try to stop it with our tongues. That we should speak up against it. And this is the next stage of Iman, we can say. This is the next stage of the reaction that we should have when we see something wrong. But again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of mercy upon us, he accepted and he noted that it will not be the case that in all situations we will be able to speak up against a certain wrong action. So he said, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ, that if you cannot speak up, if you cannot react to it physically, if you cannot react to it verbally, then at least think of that action as bad in your heart. فَبِقَلْبِ, think of that action as bad in your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَدْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, and this is the lowest stage of Iman. So the Prophet, almost out of mercy upon us, he has given us these different options. And we see that in different situations, different course of action will be required. We see, for instance, in the example of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, when it came to speak up against the oppression of Yazid bin Muawiyah, when it came up to reacting to what he was doing to the Muslim Ummah, out of those three options in front of him, it was imperative that Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the option of physically fighting against this munkar. Otherwise the whole ummah would have been in disarray. Otherwise perhaps the ummah today would be a very different one than what we saw before that. And it was very important that he took this option, that to physically fight against oppression. But today, as minorities in this country, we as Muslims in a non-Muslim country, the chances are we are going to see many things which are against our religion. We are going to see many munkarats. But due to the nature and due to the laws of this country, it is not the case that we can always physically speak up against something or do something against that. Like for instance, we see that alcohol is sold everywhere in all kinds of shops and supermarkets. We can't physically go into the supermarkets and remove them or smash the bottles up. Now that will get us into trouble. But at least we can think of it bad to ourselves. We found that a couple of years ago there was a big problem with regards to a Danish newspaper when they printed some insultive pictures and cartoons of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was clearly something which hurt Muslims throughout the world. And they had every reason to demonstrate against this. And likewise, many impartial and sound Muslims, they demonstrated against this in the right way. And they ensured that people were aware that whatever happened here in Denmark was wrong. And that you cannot insult the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. And most Muslims took the right reaction. They demonstrated, they talked to their MPs, they talked to the press, and they tried to give the impression that whatever this had been done was wrong in any field, on a moral, not just on a moral, on a religious perspective, but on a moral perspective as well. But unfortunately, there were a few minority who went overboard and they actually killed others over that. And they started burning buildings down and embassies down. And unfortunately, what this did, it created the wrong impressions about the Muslims. That where before people were given the impression that the Muslims were being oppressed, then suddenly, because we started killing others and we started burning down buildings, it gave us the impression that we were the ones who were doing the wrong. We were the ones who were causing all the havoc and trouble. And likewise, we see that when our brothers are suffering in Palestine, when they are suffering in Afghanistan, there are some Muslims, some radical Muslims in this country who stir up trouble within our youth and say that you have to go out and fight against these people. You have to physically go and do jihad against them. And on this basis, many of our youngsters, they have gone to Pakistan, they have gone to Afghanistan into military training camps. And they have actually been trained into terrorists. And they have been trained into terrorists on the basis that they have been told that you have no other option except to react against them. That you physically go against the Israelis in Palestine and you fight against them with your own hands. But this is not what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. He said that yes, that would be the ideal situation to fight against them. But it is not ideal for everyone to do that. This is why in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was an important war about to occur, then people were being recruited to fight against the enemies, against the non-Muslims. One person came and he asked permission from the Prophet to fight against the non-Muslims. And the Prophet stopped him. And he said that, no, in your situation I will not let you fight because you have to serve your parents. Now in this situation it is clear that to fight the enemies is compulsory. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow it. So war and physical war is not the answer in all situations. Rather it is up to us to apply our own hikmah, to apply our wisdom to see what situation suits what action best. So in short, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us and ordering us to do, that show that reaction in all situations when you see something wrong. But your reaction will differ according to the circumstances. Sometimes you will be able to take physical actions. Sometimes you will be able to take verbal actions. Sometimes you will not be able to do either of the two. And if you are in such a situation, then at least think of it bad in your own heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to speak up against oppression and evil in accordance to how our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Ameen wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubeen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدين والدنيا والآخرة فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.